You're listening to. You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
This is East Meets West with Mr. Big. Frankie Muniz is to compete as a professional race car driver. With his acting career apparently stalling, former Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz has ditched acting for race car driving. In fact, Muniz will be competing in the upcoming Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. Also said to now be considering racing are former Republican Majority Leader Tom DeLay, singer Ashley Simpson, and most of the former cast of Friends. In political news, peace activist armed with poetry recently camped out in the office of Democrat Chris Van Hollen. The activist read the names and biographies of soldiers killed in Iraq, capping each by banging on the gong they had brought with them. Always one to appear to obey, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has begun ringing a bell every time Democrats come up with a different plan for Iraq. We'll let you know when the ringing stops. In Hollywood news, George Clooney likes Obama, but from a distance. Famed actor and political activist George Clooney is supporting Barack Obama for president. However, Clooney has decided to do so from a distance, fearing a backlash against Obama for being too friendly with Hollywood liberals. In other news, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez and Cuban leader Fidel Castro are rumored to love the New York Times. But Hugo and Fidel are keeping their affection quiet, so that readers don't recognize the Times' love for US-hating dictators. One more Hollywood story here. Scientology could have saved Anna Nicole Smith. Famous Scientologist John Travolta recently said that Scientology's drug rehab program, Narconon, could have helped Anna Nicole Smith. By the way, the Narconon program involves lots of exercise, lots of vitamins, and tons of sauna time. In the related story, former Enron executive Jeff Skilling says that the Enron method could have helped former President Bill Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. The Enron method involves lying under oath and making a mockery of the public trust. I guess Mr. Clinton was already aware of the Enron method. In foreign political news, a huge French oil company is wooing Iran. French oil giant Total SA is being investigated for shady dealings with Iran. This is happening even as a French prosecutor is already looking into Total SA's alleged kickbacks to Saddam Hussein. How good to see the French are finally getting involved in the war on terror. In other news, Rosie O'Donnell has become a master diplomat. This week, Rosie said that she thinks that the recent Iranian kidnapping of British sailors in Iraqi waters is just a ploy by the UK and the US to set up an attack on Iran. In November, Rosie says the following when speaking about suspected terrorists. You can walk through life believing in the goodness of the world, or walk through life afraid of anyone who thinks different than you and trying to convert them to your way of thinking. Now, the Lucky Rock would like to point out that the GPS coordinates for the British ship provided by Iran itself showed the UK sailors to be in Iraqi waters when they were kidnapped by the Iranians. The Lucky Rock also wonders why Rosie has not personally ventured to Iran to see firsthand the goodness of Muslim Sharia law toward women, especially those practicing alternative lifestyles. In Pop-Tart news, Paris Hilton could receive up to 90 days in jail for driving on a suspended license in a 2007 Bentley. Paris is actually rumored to be looking forward to the jail time because she thinks it will add to the street cred she's already built up through her Simple Life reality show. In the music industry story, Jennifer Lopez would not promote her new Spanish language album in Latin music outlets, said the representative from the US's largest chain of Latino music stores. We've supported her from the beginning. Now we're told by her record company that she will only visit Anglo retail outlets. In a related story, Barack Obama, looking to market himself to moderate and independent voters, is rumored to be refusing to attend campaign events sponsored by liberals of any kind. This after liberal lobbying group Americans for Democratic Action gave Obama a perfect 100 score. And finally this week, in order to entice reluctant Democrats to vote for the war funding bill, Nancy Pelosi and friends loaded the legislation with $20 billion in pork projects, including $74 million for the peanut industry, $124 million for the shrimp industry, and $25 million for spinach producers. This is the very kind of ridiculous government overspending that Pelosi promised that she would oppose Charles if she became the Speaker of the House. Inspired by Nancy Pelosi's broken promises, Madonna has assured her fans that her next film will feature great acting and be a box office smash. And that's it for East Meets West with Mr. Big.
You've just listened to
You just listened to the Lucky Rock.